Fellas, seen Trixie around yet?
No, I haven't. Have you?
Well, good morning, boys.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys. Now, I intend to continue the English lesson from where we left off yesterday.
English? Yes, sir.
But perhaps I'd better first clear up a few misunderstandings which Greenbottle may have created.
I tell you me, sir.
Listen, I can make much better headway if you boys stop talking.
Ah.
Yes, and you can stop saying that too, Bottomley. We dealt last lesson, or at least we tried to deal, with split infinitives.
With what, sir?
Now, look, don't you boys remember that?
Oh, I thought it was something about splitting the atom.
Yes, well that's what I want to clear up.
Why, sir?
Why? Because you've got nothing to do with it, that's why.
But didn't Greenbottle sign?
Bottomley.
Yeah?
It doesn't matter what Greenbottle said. You ought to know by now that whatever he said would be wrong.
Yeah.
Exactly. So just put out of your minds anything that you heard him say.
Yes.
So, when we use the phrase, to quickly ride, we've split the infinitive.
Not the atom.
No, not the atom. We've split the infinitive, which is not allowable in English.
What infinitive, sir?
The infinitive to ride.
But I thought that was a verb.
What?
To ride.
Rubbish. No, wait a minute. Well, so it is a verb.
You just said it was an infinitive.
Did I?
Yeah.
Well, so it is. It's the infinitive of the verb to ride.
But what is an infinitive, sir?
Well, I just told you.
What is, sir?
Just then.
No, you didn't.
Didn't I?
Well, I didn't hear it, sir.
Listen, wait a minute. Are you boys just trying to get me annoyed?
Yes, sir.
What?
Oh, no, sir.
How aren't you? Well, look, I will get annoyed in a minute if this goes on much longer.
Oh, I know.
Yes, well, I'm glad that... You know what?
Oh, I know what infinitive is.
Do you?
Yeah, oh, I've just remembered.
Well, what is it?
It's where isosceles triangles go.
Yes, of course. Now, why couldn't you have said that in the first place instead of... No, what did you say?
When, sir?
Just then. It's where something goes.
It's where isosceles triangles go.
What is?
Infinitive.
What?
It's where they go, but they never meet.
Oh, I see. Bottomley.
Yeah?
Are you sitting on a tack or something?
No, sir.
But what's the matter with you? That's the sort of thing that Greenbottle would say, but I don't expect rot like that from you.
Really?
Who told you that? I suppose Greenbottle did.
No, he never.
Well, who did?
You did.
Oh, well, that's all right, then. But I thought that this Greenbottle would be... What? I did?
Yes, sir.
I did nothing of the kind.
Yes, you did, sir.
I told you that infinitive was where isosceles triangles go, but they never meet.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Oh, I'm positive.
Which hotel was I in when I said that? No, I mean, where was it? Where was I when I told you that? Here in this classroom?
Yes, sir.
Was I? Well, I most certainly didn't say anything of the sort.
You said two isosceles triangles will never meet even if produced to infinity.
Bottomley, will you stop arguing with me? I didn't say that at all. You've got muddled up with parallel lines.
Parallel lines, sir?
Yes, look, I might have told you that parallel lines will never meet even if produced to infinity... But I didn't say infinitive.
Oh, well...
Lines can't be produced to infinitive, but they can be produced to infinity.
Where's infinity, sir?
Well, it's quite some distance from here, and... What? Look, are you just trying to be funny, Stanford?
No, sir.
Well, that's certainly what it sounds like. Where's infinitive?
Yeah,
I said, where's infinitive?
I haven't got it.
Well, somebody has.
I've only just come in.
Well, it was here a minute ago, and now somebody... No! What am I talking about?
You want to know who's pinched infinity.
Yeah, well, no, look, I don't want to know anything of the kind. I'll pinch you in a minute if you don't sit down in your place and keep quiet, Greenbottle.
I never did anything.
I didn't say that you did, but you were late, and you deserve some punishment for that.
But I couldn't help it.
No, I know you couldn't. You never can.
No, and I can prove it.
Prove it?
Yes, if you could just spare me half an hour, I'll clear the whole thing up.
Oh, I see.
Yes, now make yourself comfortable and I'll... There's
a Greenbottle.
Yes?
Don't you dare try to prove anything. If you think that you're going to be allowed to waste half an hour with a lot of twaddle, you're very much mistaken.
Yes, but I...
Yes, but what?
Yes, but I feel that my name ought to be cleared.
Oh, I see. What?
I don't want you to be able to say in 5 years' time, there goes that boy Greenbottle. He was late one day and he never had an excuse.
Greenbottle?
Yes?
Look, if you're going to continue to make these long speeches, you won't live another 5 years.
No.
No.
All right.
You'll be dead in about 5 minutes if you don't stop chattering and let me get on with this lesson.
Yes.
Thank you. And now, perhaps we can continue.
Yes.
Now, where were we? What's happened so far? How far have we got?
You were just going to tell me where it is, sir.
Oh, yes, of course. Now, then. Where what is?
Infinity, sir.
I thought I told you that.
Yes, sir. You said I had it, nor never.
Greenbottle, look, I won't warn you again about talking. And Stanford.
Yes, sir?
Will you stop asking ridiculous questions? We're not here to talk about infinity. This is an English lesson. And what I want you to learn about is the infinitive.
Yes.
Yes.
And don't you tell us again that splitting the infinitive is the same as splitting the atom.
It is not.
Now, all right. Well, that's just what I said. That's what you tried to tell us last lesson.
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
No, you got the two of them confused.
Oh, it was me?
Yes.
Oh. No, it wasn't.
Well, it wasn't me.
Well, who was it?
It must have been one of you.
Yes, I know.
Well, I'll work it out.
Good, you do that.
Ina tina tina to.
That's your nigger by the jump.
What?
If you all let him go.
Ina tina tina jump.
Oh, you tea spills out, and out you must go. It was you, sir.
Me?
Sure.
Why did you spill? That serves you right, Bosley. That's what you get for interfering in something that doesn't concern you.
I was just working it out.
Well, you had no right to do anything. You know as well as I do that you were just wasting our time. That's what you were doing.
Yes, sir.
Shut up.
Yes, sir.
I've never known a bunch of boys with such an uncanny ability to talk piffle.
Ah.
Yes, sir. So stop it immediately and let me do the talking.
Yes.
Now, the infinitive has nothing to do, whatever to do with infinity. Examples of infinitives are, to ride, to walk, to sing, to make.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Tobacco. Tomorrow.
Tobacco. Tomorrow. No, I better let that... apparently, the last time I gave you the stick, it wasn't hard enough. Well, see if you like that a little better.
Troy.
You don't seem to take any notice of me at all. But I think you'll get sick of this before I do. Tobacco tomorrow. What rubbish.
Yes, you can get tobacco today.
Of course you can, but Bottomley thinks that all the shops are closed or something. Instead of... No, it's a green bottle.
Yeah?
Do you want me to give you the stick as well?
No.
Now, we'll keep that tongue of yours still or you'll get it.
Yeah.
And Stanford.
Yes, sir?
Can you now give me an example of an infinitive?
Yes, sir.
Good.
I think.
Yes. You think?
Yes, sir.
Well, can you or can't you?
Well, I'm not sure, sir.
Not sure? Look, don't tell me that you're as dull as all that, because if you are, there's no hope for you.
But Strike, that's hard, sir.
Hard? It's nothing of the sort. Look, I gave you about 5 examples. I told you earlier in the lesson that it was part of a verb, and now you say that it's hard. Well, have a try, boy. Have a try.
Yes, sir.
Well, look, we haven't got all night. Say something.
Rhubarb.
At last. What? What did you say?
Rhubarb, sir.
Well, what's that supposed to be?
An infinitive, sir.
I wish it. Well, it isn't. Nothing like it.
Well, that's all I could think of, sir.
Ah.
And that grows in the ground.
No, it doesn't. They make it. No. It grows in the ground.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, I know that as well as you do. But you... Listen, you don't seriously suggest that because rhubarb grows in the ground... That makes it a verb, do you?
A what, sir?
A verb. It has to be a verb.
A verb?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you said a herb.
Oh, I see. Well, a herb?
Yes, sir.
Oh, did you? Well, I didn't say anything like it. And what's more, rhubarb isn't even a herb.
Oh, of course it isn't.
No. Well, look, what do you know about it, Greenbottle?
Well, I've got an uncle called Herb.
Have you?
Yes, and he doesn't even like rhubarb.
No, well, there you are.
Never heard such ignorance in all my life.
What? And you can have that with my compliments, Greenbottle.
What did you do that for?
To stop you from saying anything more that's idiotic. That's what for.
But you can't help with the fuckle Herb doesn't like rhubarb.
Greenbottle.
Yes?
If you dare say one more word about your Uncle Herb, I'll throw you out of the window. And I mean it, Greenbottle.
Yes.
And Stanford.
Yes, sir?
You can stay in after school and write out 500 times, there is no such thing as to rhubarb, and therefore it is not an infinitive.
Oh, gee, sir.
And I don't want any whimpering about it. That might teach you to use your brains occasionally. That is, if you've got any.
Yes, sir.
Right. The infinitive is part of a verb. And, well, actually, it designates the mood of a verb that expresses its action.
Oh, and like the subjunctive.
Creep, will you stop blurting out remarks when I'm trying to teach you something?
But I only said the subjunctive.
Well, look, don't say anything. You don't know anything about the subjunctive.
Yes, I do. The subjunctive mood is that form of verb which does not exist.
Yes. What? It doesn't exist?
No.
Ah. Well, look, even you ought to know that that's wrong. How could it be a form of anything if it doesn't exist?
Well, that's because it's hydrochlorical.
Because it's what?
Hydrochlorical.
Hydrochlorical? You don't by any chance mean hypothetical.
Yes, well, that's what I said.
Oh, did you? Well, you didn't say anything of the kind. But even if you did, it's still wrong. It's still wrong. That's got nothing to do with it.
Nothing to do with what?
Well, I don't quite know. Nothing to do with subjunctive.
Why not, sir?
Well, because it is not that type. Well, why not? How do I know why not? I don't even know what he's talking about.
Yes, well, it's perfectly clear to me.
Well, so it might be to you, but I'm quite certain that it isn't to anybody else.
But you can't say those three men standing over there, they're subjunctives.
Can't you?
No.
No, all right, I don't want to say that.
No, because there isn't anybody standing over there.
No, I know, I can see that.
But if they were over there, they wouldn't exist.
No, exactly.
And therefore they're subjunctive.
Oh, I see. What?
Oh, what are you talking about, sir? He's in the rat.
The old thing's just hypocritical.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Look, get out of here, the lot of you. I can't stand another minute of it.
No, sir.
Well, good morning, boys.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys.